Our guest is renowned empowerment speaker, presenter, and coach, Arthur L. Andrews. And if you would do this for us, Arthur, if you would do two things that are related. One, talk with us about how you came to consider yourself not a motivational speaker, but an empowerment speaker. And then share with us some of those steps, because I know you have some, I mean, just rock solid ways, specific, clear steps that we can take to be empowered to live our best life. So just before you start sharing those steps, if you could first share with us what it is to be an empowerment speaker and for us to be empowered by the empowerment speaker.
Well, you know, you don't teach what you don't know, and you don't lead where you don't go. So I'm not talking to you about something I read in a book, The Crucible of Life. What I've learned every day, and still today, I'm still seeking. I got to a point where I got comfortable, but you've got to keep knocking. You know, even if opportunity is not knocking, be willing to build the door to create something. And I believe the first step in really knowing what it takes to make it is decide, make a decision about what you want to do, a decision that you're not willing to back down from. You know, decide what's right for you before you decide what's possible. Because if it's right for you, it's possible. There's nothing holding you back. And they say empty pockets never held anybody back, just empty minds. Fill your mind with something positive, dynamic. Go and read some of the heroes down the the annals of success. Norman Vincent Peale, Zig Ziglar. The list goes on and on, you know. But the most important thing to do is to make a decision, and not to make a decision, it's to make a decision. Yes. It really is, you know. Life makes one demand of every living organism, namely that it must come to terms with the situation that it confronts, realizing there are two ways to meet its situation. Sometimes you could change the situation, other times you must change yourself. And change is both a process of disruption and renewal. We don't like disruption in our lives. We don't like chaos. We don't like, but you know, that's just not the way life is. There are things you can't anticipate. You remember, what was the guy's name? Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. You wake up and you're determined to do something, and then here comes one of the hiccups of life, and you got to stop and adjust yourself and maybe devise a strategy, or maybe you got to change your strategy. But be willing to change. Be willing to change whatever you need to change to achieve the results that you want. Find the recipe. Find the secret sauce. Call people up. You know, that's what I did. Find the people that are doing what you want to duplicate the results.
So let me ask you this, Arthur.
Yes, sir.
You're because this is so critical. You made that distinction between sometimes changing the situation, sometimes changing ourselves. Are there some signs that we can look for that can help us know when it is indeed ourselves we need to be changing rather than the situation?
Well, basically, you learn that by attending classes, seminars, listening to lectures and things of that sort. If it's not working, how can I begin to make it work? Well, I can't do that. Well, what can you do? Let's find one thing that you can do, not five or six, but one thing that you can that will encourage you and bring you closer to your goals. Is it making some calls? I mean, I got a callus in my ear. That's how many calls I make, you know. Well, what if it doesn't work? But what if it does? Life was never meant to be a struggle, but, you know, existence, you know, life sometimes just doesn't want you to have it. And there'll be people that will come into your life and suggest this and suggest that. I don't listen to people who don't have a proven track record of success. Tell me about success. What have you done? You know, what are you now doing? What books have you read? What books have you written? Who are you? And that's one of the challenges that I think we all have to face. We've got to find a mentor or someone that's doing it. But it all begins on knowing what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help you. No one else can help if you really don't know where you want to go. Because if you aim at nothing, you're going to hit nothing dead on the head.
Yeah, yeah. So two steps.
You've got to really know in your heart, in your spirit, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm. So two steps to decide. And
your second step is you got to take action.
Okay.
You see, once you make a decision now, you got to follow through. Most people fail. Most salespeople fail because they don't follow through.
Interesting.
It's the follow-up call. It's like you were talking about the possibility of syndication for you. You got a follow-up call.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy, he's a comedian, had an opportunity to open up for Kirk Franklin. I asked him, I said, did you get the manager's number? No. Did you make an appointment to speak with him? No. Well, then what do you want them to do? I mean, the little bird's not going to come and just peck on your door. You've got to go after what you want.
Yes.
And then people have to feel the intensity that this guy is serious. You know, that's our major challenge, follow through. It's just like, even tennis is built on, what is it built on? Follow through.
Yes.
Basketball, mm-hmm. follow through.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's important, very important. You know, different things are cool. But you remember Will Smith said, look, hey, if you get on the treadmill and I get on the treadmill, I'm willing to die. Yes, man. The difference between you and me is I will die on a treadmill. You got to have that kind of commitment, man. And commitment is not doing what effort it takes. We don't have time for that. Commitment is doing what it takes.
Hmm.
What does it take? And then what will it take to stop you? That's how life is, too. What will it take to stop you? A couple of rejections. You know, people talking about you. I have a little quote. When people talk about you maliciously, it's the ultimate in flattery, and you should take it as such. It's an attempt of a lesser mind that can't cope or compete with you. You like that?
I like that.
It's the truth. So these people talk about haters. Haters secretly want to do what you're doing. You see, people hate because they see you prospering, going another level that they want to go to, and they don't have the intestinal fortitude to go first. When people can't control you, they will oppose you.
And that makes so much sense. And whether they're family members or otherwise, if they can't control you, they'll oppose you.
They'll oppose you. And see that, see, I know it doesn't sound right, but they have a satisfaction, an unhealthy unsatisfaction with seeing you fail. Well, why would people, it's just the way the world is, I don't know. But here's what I've learned. Don't let them see you sweat.
Hmm.
So decide, take action. Then the third step is notice what's working and not working. Because there's some validity in that. When do I know when to give up? I don't know. How bad do you want it? When will it happen? Well, it'll happen if it happens. How long will it take? As long as it takes. What if it doesn't happen? Enjoy the trip.
I like that. Enjoy the trip. It will happen when it happens. Don't necessarily have to put a timeline on everything. Our guest is Arthur L. Andrews, empowering us to live our best. He and I will be right back.